Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Entramos, amigos, a la recta final, último segmento del show de Gloria Cárdenas. 801-656-9605. Para todos aquellos que no habían aplicado para DACA y califican, ahora es cuando, hay que hacerlo.
Oh, sí.
Póngase las pilas.
Muy feliz. Okay. Now, the next one is... When Obama announced this on June 15th, 2012, if you had legal status in the U.S., let's say you were here on a tourist visa, or you were here on a student visa, or you were here on a J visa, or you were here with any status on that day, you cannot apply for DACA, okay?
Okay.
So a lot of people didn't know that.
Yeah.
They applied thinking, wait, but I've been here, but in 2014, I stopped going to school and I've been here. Well, no, if you were in school on a student visa the day that Obama announced it and you had some sort of legal status, not residency, whatever, let's say you had actual legal status, you were here on those visas, then you can't qualify. So one of the things we'll have to ask when you come to the consultation is, how you came to the U.S. and were you in any status at that time? On that day when President Obama announced DACA in the Rose Garden, he came out and said, okay, I'm announcing DACA. That was the date, June 15, 2012. So we have to make sure that you did not have any status on that date.
Ahora, otro requisito para que usted aplique para DACA, dice Gloria y lo explica muy bien, es de que usted a la fecha del anuncio del programa de DACA que hizo el presidente Obama el 15 de junio del 2012, a ese día usted no tenía un estatus legal acá en los Estados Unidos. Estatus legal o permanencia legal, ¿como cuál? Como una visa de estudiante. Si usted estaba acá con una visa de estudiante, ese día que se hizo el anuncio, usted no califica para DACA. O si usted estaba acá en los Estados Unidos con otro tipo de visa, ese día... No califica para DACA.
Exactly. So the next one is, and this is a big one, so listen to this.
Okay.
So many people think wrongly that you had to be graduated from high school or had your GED to apply. No, you have to be in school and working towards your high school diploma or your GED. So let's say you're 34 years old now. You didn't graduate from high school or get your GED. You still qualify for DACA as long as you get enrolled in, let's say, on online school for your diploma or for GED, and you're working towards that. We have to submit those records that you're enrolled and working towards it, and you still qualify for DACA. Does that make sense? And so many people got the wrong advice because they went to people that didn't know what the heck they were talking about. Okay? You do not have to have graduated for high school or get your GED in order to qualify. Okay?
Y dicen, Gloria, que pongan atención a esto, a este requisito, porque mucha gente ha tenido el consejo de gente que no sabe lo que está diciendo. Muchas personas tienen la percepción de que tienen que estar graduados o tienen que tener su diploma del GED para calificar para DACA. Y dice Gloria que no. El punto está de que el momento de que estén haciendo la aplicación, ellos tienen que comprobar que están enrolados para sacar su GED. O que están enrolados para sacar su high school. Y con
right.
eso, si se demuestra que están haciendo eso, que están básicamente sacando su GED o están sacando su high school, aunque tengan 35, 37, 38 años al momento de la aplicación, pueden calificar.
Yes, exactly. So it's really important that you get on the internet now and sign up for a school and start doing the classes.
Online.
Yeah, because we're going to need not only that you're enrolled, but some sort of transcript that you're actually
doing
it.
Y dice Gloria que es muy importante que se meta a internet y que se enrole en alguna escuela para sacar su GED o su high school online. Porque no solamente van a pedir el documento de que usted está inscrito en la escuela, sino que van a pedir documentación que compruebe que usted está estudiando, básicamente, está persiguiendo ese diploma de high school o persiguiendo su diploma de GED.
Right, and here's the last requirement. And there's been a lot of people, again, that missed the opportunity. Now, you do not qualify for DACA if you have a felony conviction. Okay, that's out.
Okay.
All right. If you have a felony conviction, you cannot apply.
Y esta es el último requisito que también ha dado a confusión. Dice, si usted ha sido convicto de felonía, no califica para DACA.
If you have 3 or more misdemeanors, you cannot apply for DACA. So that means if you have 1 or 2 misdemeanors, you can apply for DACA. But you can't have 3 or more.
Si usted ha tenido 3 o más misdemeanor, no aplica para DACA. Pero si usted está con 1 o con 2, todavía aplica.
Now, here's the unbelievable thing about DACA. If you get arrested and you are charged with, let's say, 5 things, and it's all related to the same incident, and you get convicted, let's say, of 4 misdemeanors, if they are in the same
event,
and you are convicted in the same scheme and same event, they're only counted as 1. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of people would be like, no, I have 4 misdemeanor convictions. I can't apply. Wait a second. We need to know, were they all in the different times, or were you convicted of the same, all of them at the same time? And if that's the case, it could be 1 conviction and you qualify for DACA.
Y aquí está una de las cosas que tiene DACA, dice Gloria, y que mucha gente se confunde. Es de que usted puede haber sido en un incidente, puede haber tenido hasta 4 cargos y haber sido convicto. Pero en ese momento, como todos los cargos son del mismo evento o de la misma situación, se considera como 1 nada más, en lugar de considerarse como 4. Ahora, si estos... Si usted ha sido convicto en 4 diferentes escenarios, es otra historia.
Yeah, exactly.
Pero si usted ha sido condenado por 4 incidentes en un mismo evento, básicamente se considera como uno solo.
Exactly. Now, the other thing is, if you have a DUI conviction, you cannot apply for DACA.
Si usted ha sido convicto de un DUI, no aplica para DACA.
You also cannot apply if you have impaired driving conviction, which is like a lesser offense, but they still will not approve your DACA.
Y si usted ha sido convicto de andar manejando no de manera adecuada, ¿verdad? También no aplica para DACA.
Okay. And then the last one is a catch-all, is if you have been convicted of a significant misdemeanor. Now, that's very loosey-goosey. But oftentimes, it's something, if you're convicted for like domestic violence in the presence of a child, you're not going to be able to get your DACA approved.
Y luego el último que bien bien curioso es de que si usted ha sido convicto por un misdemeanor que se considera como grande, por ejemplo, violencia doméstica frente a los niños, no aplica para DACA tampoco.
Right. Just the last thing is, remember, in Utah, the state of Utah, there is no such thing as domestic violence assault conviction. In other words, if you have a spat with your significant other and you get convicted of assault, that's just an assault misdemeanor conviction. That is not a domestic violence conviction. Does that make sense?
Yeah, y luego tome nota, dice Gloria, de que las leyes se aplican dependiendo del estado donde usted vive. Por ejemplo, en Utah, dices, de la manera como se lee el grado de asalto. Por ejemplo, acá no existe el de violencia doméstica, sino que se conoce como un asalto de violencia. Entonces, hay que tener cuidado con esa, con cómo se llama, dependiendo del estado donde se vive.
Yeah.
Y dependiendo de qué es lo que ha sido usted convicto.
Well, it's a beautiful day. And you know what? We're here to help you. Our team's in place. We would love for you to consult with us. And let's get this done. Because sí se puede.
Y Gloria termina con la famosa frase de sí se puede, porque es un día maravilloso, ha sido una semana maravillosa, dice ella, y su equipo están listos para ayudarles y para atender sus llamadas telefónicas al 801-656-9605. Hay que aprovechar la oportunidad, se ha abierto de nuevo la oportunidad, aprovéchela, hay tanto que aprovechar en esta nueva oportunidad. Simplemente llame a Gloria al 801-656-9605 y haga una consulta con ella hoy mismo. Haga su cita. Gloria, feliz fin de semana.
Y usted.
Feliz fin de semana para ustedes, amigos, también. Hasta aquí llegamos con el show de Gloria Cárdenas en esta estación. ¡Vamos!